When Susan Buxa decided to move into an independent living community about a year ago, she went with a little trepidation. The 69-year-old was feeling better and stronger after suffering for years with Lyme disease, and wasn't sure she was ready to give up a home in the community just yet. She had looked at a few places in Calgary and remained hesitant, but friends convinced her an independent senior living community was the way to go. On moving day to Lakeshore Manor in Chestermere, Buxa says she heard a low voice asking if she needed any help. "It was like a light bulb went off. I knew right away it was him," she said. "Within a few weeks we had a date, and we've not been apart ever since. He's my dream man." "Well, she's my dream gal," added the man in question, Frank Heehan, an 80-year-old widower and former owner of a trucking business. Heehan was the first resident at Lakeshore Manor when it opened a couple of years ago. "I had no plan to meet someone and marry again, but Susan came along and ended all that." Though Heehan says other residents rib him about robbing the cradle with Susan, he admits she's easy on the eyes and very smart. "I can't go wrong." He adds it all gave him a new lease on life to move in together and plan a wedding. Though, Heehan admits, Buxa did much of the planning for the late April nuptials. "At this stage of life, we're comfortable. There were no nerves about getting married. We just figured, why wait?" laughed Buxa, adding since they spend all their time together, it's wiser, and cheaper, to tie the knot. The pair had already morphed their adjacent two suites into one, with Frank's serving as the living, dining space, and Buxa's as their bedroom. Frank is loving and affectionate, a very kind and social man. Love found us and has enlivened us both. For Lakeshore Manor General Manager Shannon Fetterly, hosting a wedding for a couple in one of her residences has long been on her bucket list. Fetterly sent out invitations for the couple, and found just the right spot in the dining area to host a small weekday afternoon ceremony, for about a dozen family and friends. Buxa in her dazzling fuchsia dress and Heehan in shirt, tie and sport jacket. The residents got so excited, some asking if they should dress up for the occasion too. "We become like family here, so we've all seen the relationship blossom, and now we got to share their joy too," said Fetterly, adding though the couple has requested there be no gifts, Lakeshore staff and residents gave the couple an evening out. Dinner and a show at Stage West Dinner Theatre in Calgary. As for the reception, which was held at supper time for Lakeshore Manor's 40 residents, the menu included salmon and chicken with rice and vegetables, by request of the happy couple, with a Black Forest wedding cake, and a first dance to cap off the event, Celine Dion's The Power of Love. For a honeymoon, Buxa says she and Heehan hope to travel to the US or BC this summer, and the very independent couple says they'll do the driving. "We appreciate all the well wishes," added Buxa, who is taking Heehan's name after they are wed. Heehan has long since been posting the pair as Mr. and Mrs. on the suite's front door. "You never think something like this could happen when you move into a senior's residence. You figure that part of life is over. But we're over the moon in love," affirmed Buxa. "We both say after each of our past trials in life, this is meant to be. The good Lord brought us here, together."